5 minutes by Life is a Cloud, a holiday podfic recorded for Zarazabuza and read by Serena II. It's raining, and Bruce finds this fitting. Annoying, but fitting. He's a crime fighter, and not like the kind you see in kiddie shows on Saturday morning. He's real, gritty, and a fucking force to be reckoned with. People are afraid of him, and afraid of what he could do if they piss him off. Bruce Wayne would never hit them. Batman would. Batman will. And there's one especially. Bruce jumps onto some anonymous building, cape limp with rain. There's been a rumor of a band of thieves hiding out, and Bruce, having more advanced technology than the Gotham PD, managed to track their location first. He kicks open the roof door, subtlety being overrated, he knows, with these types of criminals. They're immature compared to another. Another swift kick brings him to the thieves, 5 in total, scrambling like cockroaches to get the fuck out of the way. Bruce hits one, and he collapses like a chair. Another, and then another fall. It's so easy, Bruce almost sneers. The operation of apprehending the criminals takes only 5 minutes. Bruce delivers them to Gordon and goes home. Almost disappointed, the Joker didn't show his face tonight. And for you, sir? Bruce turns to Alfred, adjusting his tie with some annoyance. Nothing, Alfred. Why don't you join the party instead of catering to everyone? Lord knows you've done enough. Alfred shrugs. Just my nature, sir. Might I add that you've been particularly quiet tonight? Anything on your mind? The Joker. But sometimes it's easier to hate and to lie. No, just tired. Nightly activities, you see. That earns a chuckle from Alfred. Right then. It's a children's hospital fundraiser. Only the children are all invited. Kids are running around everywhere, hugging Bruce's legs and getting piggyback rides from Alfred. Bruce notes the food choice, M&Ms and chips and pretzels, more in the back rooms. The food cost is only a quarter of what Bruce's fundraisers normally run, but it's for the kids. And it's all so boring to Bruce. It's mundane to him now, the life of a billionaire. Since Batman, everything seems that way. It makes him want to never take off the mask, a want he has never disclosed to Alfred. It's childish. Things are the way they are. Bruce watches a boy with no hair run to the window of the hospital and wave to some unknown person outside. To be that innocent again, Bruce would give away nothing. That's when the explosion comes. It rocks the entire building, and Bruce realizes with some horror that it is the building. Some part of it, anyway. He hears rubble hit against the doors of the children's ward. The Joker. His mind supplies it automatically, and his skin prickles. He can't get to his suit from here. It's all the way at the penthouse. He swears. Everyone is panicking, trying to move around, but the explosion has closed off 2 of the exits. There's only one left. And then, in all his glory, the Joker emerges from the only exit. 7 men burst in from all around, hoarding the children into one corner of the area while onlookers scream helplessly for them to stop. 1 woman is shot.
"Nobody panic now, everything's fine," the Joker announces.
Everyone ceases their screams, terrified. Bruce is awed and disgusted by his power over the people of his city. The Joker is waving his shotgun around like it's a toy, pointing it at people and laughing while they piss their pants. Bruce knows he has to do something, but he's not sure what at the moment. The Joker approaches the children, smiling at them like he's about to give them candy. He points his shotgun at one, a girl in a wheelchair.
"Now, you look like you have a good month left in you. Am I right, sweetheart?"
She just sobs.
"Stop it!"
Oh, the scene is so familiar. But it's time for Bruce to intervene. The Joker swivels around and gives him the once-over, eyes hovering on his crotch for a second too long.
"Oh, goody, a hero."
He jumps forward.
"Were you planning to give your life up for Baldy over there?"
"No, I just thought you might want someone your own size to have fun with." Bruce has always done a remarkable job at keeping his cool. The Joker's lips twitch, and suddenly his full attention is on Bruce.
Just look at you, big boy. You aren't afraid of the big, bad wolf?
5 minutes.
Hmm?
Bruce removes his suit jacket, rolls up his sleeves. Give me 5 minutes to convince you to leave. If I don't, you can do whatever you like. The Joker stares, eyes dancing with consideration.
All right, Cupcake. 5 minutes.
Bruce looks around. In the stockroom. The Joker practically prances over to the door and opens it with mock enthusiasm. Bruce enters, and then the Joker looks at his men and winks.
Keep everything cool, boys.
He tosses his shotgun to one of his men. The door shuts. Bruce can hear yelling outside. He ignores it. He looks at the wall until he's sure that Joker is facing him.
What did you have in mind?
Bruce cuts his words off with a punch to the gut. The Joker doubles over and laughs, as expected.
Oh, now that wasn't very nice.
He lunges at Bruce, throwing erratic punches that would completely outwit another man had Bruce not been the Batman. It ends with Bruce pinning the Joker against a shelf. You and your men are leaving.
That's not very convincing now. You could do better.
Bruce punches him straight in the nose, and blood follows directly after.
Nope, still not convinced.
Another punch.
No.
Another.
Really not convinced. Ow, harder.
Again.
Oh, okay, big boy, you got me.
The Joker lifts his gloved hands up in defeat. Bruce notices orange dust on them, like he's been eating the barbecue chips they left out for the children. How could anyone be this insane?
So what now? Do you call the Batman?
Bruce stops for a moment. He had forgotten that this wasn't the way it usually was. He isn't wearing his mask. He is wearing a different one. The Joker has no idea who he is, and he is at his mercy. He can do anything to him, and he'd never have to see him again as Bruce Wayne. Never have to... Because he can do anything. Bruce suddenly realizes there is a small sickness growing inside him. The Joker had planted the seed and had helped it grow. He wants this. Bruce uses brute force to throw the Joker to the floor, listening to him cackle the whole way down. The Joker has no idea what is about to happen. Bruce throws all his weight onto him.
I don't need to call Batman, Bruce snaps, his hand reaching around and fondles the Joker's clothed dick roughly.
The Joker is suddenly surprised, something Bruce has never seen before. And more importantly, he's angry.
Oh, you're the perverted type, aren't you?
The Joker growls, trying to twist away, but Bruce holds him tight. The Joker starts to fight, and Bruce concentrates on getting his pants down over pale thighs and around his ankles. The Joker laughs as Bruce holds him down, using his tie to restrain his arms behind his back. His face is smashed into the dirty tile floor, blood dripping over it.
I want you, Bruce wants to growl.
He wants to be Batman for this. But Batman would never do this. Never. So, he settles for a mask.
Shut up, clown.
A howl of laughter erupts from red lips.
You are a pervert. Oh, this is comical.
Bruce shoves his face back down into the tile. He unbuttons his trousers with one hand, pushing them down just far enough to get his erection out. He's so hard it almost hurts. It's almost unbearable. Bruce spits into his palm, finding the saliva doesn't coat his cock enough. He wipes a generous portion of the Joker's blood up into his palm and wets himself. It's disgusting, and he doesn't care.
Wait just a minute now, though you are quite attractive. I'm not sure you're my type.
This is all a big joke to the Joker. He doesn't know who this is.
Trust me. I am,
Bruce grunts. He pushes in, and the Joker falls forward, obviously not expecting the sudden penetration. He picks himself up and rests on his elbows, suddenly groaning.
Oh, baby, you know all the right ways to my heart.
His voice is strained with pain and pleasure, and it's like Bruce imagined it would sound. It's horridly beautiful. He wants more. Bruce thrusts like a teenager, trying to finish before his mom comes home. It's so tight, Bruce is afraid he won't last more than a minute. How embarrassing. Sweat is breaking out all over his body. It's suddenly very hot, and Bruce can barely breathe, and he's sure the Joker can't. He can hear him panting, making lewd noises and small giggles. Bruce comes quickly. It lasts forever, and not nearly long enough. He removes his hands from the Joker's hips, not remembering when he put them there. His hands hurt, and he's sure the Joker will be bruised. His pants are refastened quickly before Bruce pulls the tie loose, and the Joker rolls over and looks at him, cock hard. His eyes are lustful. Bruce has never seen him this way, knows he never will again.
You've made a very convincing argument.
The Joker pulls up his pants, ignoring his erection, and turns to the door.
Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Laughter. Bruce checks his watch. It's been just under 5 minutes. The Joker kicks the door open, opening his arms to the waiting crowd.
Well, good night, folks. It's been fun.
His men look at him like he's really lost it, but the Joker isn't joking.
It's time to go. I find my new friend here to be very persuasive.
He turns back to Bruce, still erect, and winks. Bruce is just standing there, sweaty. He looks forlorn, almost. The Joker looks at him then, really looks at him. His mouth suddenly opens and then closes, but he smiles wide at Bruce.
Oh, I understand it now, he whispers.
Then he turns and walks out of the building, just like that, his men following in confusion. The crowd cries in relief, mothers and doctors rushing to the children. Bruce retrieves his tie from the floor and lingers in the closet. It smells of sweat and something menacing. He won't need this mask any longer. The end.